Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
All the caregivers around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned, because you know I got a lot of that stuff, on the show where you can find help and hope. And today, as always, we have the fabulous Bobby on the boards.
Hello, happy Saturday.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
We had a little coolness there.
We did.
It was very enjoyable.
Yes, it was.
Very enjoyable. Mm-hmm. It's good to see you today.
Good to see you too.
So we have with us, once again, not in the studio, my best friend, my co-host, and my sidekick, not psychic, Lynn Thornley.
Hi, Lenny.
Hey, baby. How are you?
Doing okay. I was just listening to the update on the president.
Well, that's interesting.
Yes, they had all of the, the doctors on. They say he's doing well.
I hope so, because no matter what your political affiliation is or whatever, we don't want anybody to go through anything like that.
You know? It just sounds so, well, you know yourself, can't breathe. It's just too scary when that happens.
Yeah, it's very scary. So, and sometimes God works in strange ways is all I can say.
We just keep our fingers crossed. What a lousy time of the year for it to happen with the election, you know?
Yeah, I just want it to be 2021. I've had enough of 2020.
I know.
I want that ball to drop.
I know.
I think I might, watch it on TV in another country, so if the ball drops, 6 hours earlier, I got 6 more hours in the
there
new year.
There you go.
What do you think?
I tell you, though, my brain with this. With everything that's going, it's not working. I just set up the two radios. I like to listen to you in stereo, you know? I couldn't remember how to change the channel. On one of them, I had a different channel. On the other one, set for 1340. Oh my gosh, I'm there. I'm going, what is the matter with my brain?
You can listen to AM on one and FM on the other.
Yeah, probably. Anyway, I'm all set to listen and
good.
Tell me about your new listeners.
Oh, our new listeners, we have Denise in Claremont, Paulina in Tampa, and Ginger from Kansas City. So,
very welcome, ladies. That's great.
Yeah, you know what I always say? There's always plenty of room around the Connecting Caregivers table for new listeners.
Yes.
And I'm grateful that we can do this on AM, FM, and YouTube, and Facebook, and Apple iPods, Pads, whatever the things are, wherever
and
they'll
I
take us.
Can't wait to come back.
I can't wait till you come back, too.
I'm just being very careful because I have to have the eye operation, and I don't want to get any diseases.
No cooties.
All right, sweetheart, have a great show, and I'll be listening to you, I think.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, bye. Oh my God. So today on the show we have two guests. One is here with me today, Jan Rison, and also Michelle Lowak, who was supposed to be in the studio, but she's calling in. So Michelle, are you here with us?
I am.
Good morning. How are you?
Hi, Michelle.
Good morning, everyone.
Michelle, meet Jan. Jan, meet Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hey, Jan. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Out there in cyberland, I guess. Radio land.
Well, where are you exactly, Michelle?
I am right now in Huntley, Illinois.
There you go. All right, we're going to talk with Jan for a little bit, and then we're going to have some conversation with you, Michelle, also, because we have lots to talk about.
Yep, the common parallel, the COVID coaster ride.
Yeah, that's what it is, the COVID coaster ride. So Jan is a friend of my friend Laura McLaughlin, who's been on the show before. And so she said, you need to have Jan on the show, Linda. I really think that she can help caregivers. So Jan and I chatted a little bit. And Jan retired from teaching at St. Pete College in 2006. And she became a hypnotist and mindfulness practitioner. And Jan and Bonnie Snyder are authors of the books A Blueprint for Happy, Resilient Parents, Teachers, and Kids. We're holding one up for the people that can see. And Be Your Most Powerful Self, which is available on Amazon. And both books provide effective, heart, thoughtful, mindfulness strategies.
Yay! It's a mouthful, yes.
Yay!
Heart, thoughtful, mindfulness. That's
so,
what it's all about.
Welcome. I'm so glad that you're with us here today because I think you can tell us about some things that could help our caregivers.
Well, thank you. I look forward to sharing and supporting if I can.
So I noticed when you came into the studio, you brought a rope with you.
Oh, well.
I was like, what is going on? Are we going to play jump rope? Is she going to tie me up?
Well, the thing about the rope is that as a hypnotist, I learned a lot of different strategies, techniques, ideas. And one of them is that as we go through life, we have constant tug of war with a lot of different things. And so one of the things I like to do is take my clients on a journey or into a situation and just let their mind take care of whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So I thought it might be kind of interesting to do it with you.
Oh, sure.
So
I'm always game.
All right. So, first of all, hypnosis is a state of relaxed, focused attention. I'm not going to hypnotize you
today. Right. I'm not going to quack like a duck or anything.
No. You have to pay me a lot of money to get me to do that. Thanks to my wonderful, wonderful trainers, Patricia Scott and Michael Watson. But the idea is just to shift that brain pattern that's been going and do something different. And so we look for ways to help your unconscious mind do that. So when I use this metaphor of tug of war, I'll just do it. I'd like you to imagine, you can do it with your eyes open or closed, mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. Imagine yourself arriving at a get-together at a park where you're bringing your food and you set up your food at the table, and over by the lake the kids are playing ball and you see sack races and just all kinds of events and fun things that the community is doing. And there you are with your family and friends setting up your table, and you look around and you go, oh my gosh, look over there. There's a tug of war going on. I like to do that because I'm strong and it's a lot of fun. And I know my side could win. So you walk over to the tug of war area and you take your end of the rope. And in your mind's eye, at the other end of the rope are all those things, people, things you have to do, things you might need to do, don't want to do, situations in your mind. All holding on, and you alone on that end of the rope. And all of this is over here on this end of the rope. And you say, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. So the person conducting the tug of war steps up, you know how they hold it in the center. And she says, all right, on your mark, get set, go, tug. And you tug, and you let go. And what happens to all of those people and all of those things that you were trying to deal with? They fall down, and you get to laugh and say, okay, I can let that go. But here's the thing. You can always take the rope and toss it to the one thing you want to deal with. And through negotiations and through conversation, you can come to an agreement so that you're not letting go. That was not. You were letting it be, and now you are being in charge.
Hmm.
And so you can do that. And one client said, oh my goodness, no, I didn't throw it to anything. My rope on the end became pasta. You know how the rope untwirls?
Yeah.
And when it untwirled, it was pasta, and nothing could grab a hold of it. And so I just felt like, this is my time for me. And clients who come who want help or who want assistance to make a change need to realize that they can be in charge by changing how they view what's on the other end of that tug of war rope.
That's very interesting.
Sorry.
Very interesting. Because I think lots of times caregivers got a lot going on.
Well, I was a caregiver. my second husband, we're no longer together because of situations. I felt like I had a huge tug of war in trying to help him. I loved him so much, and I would toss that rope and try to help him and do things for him. But as the dementia set in more and more, and he was young, in his early 70s, it was challenging to be around his energy, because I sense, like a lot of us do, you know, the vibes. So I would just sit there sometimes and go, okay, I'm using all of my strategies. What else can I do? And I would do this. And then I had a friend who taught me, my sister hypnotist, Carol Perrine, said, you know, one of the things that happens when you are a caregiver and you're so totally focused, you have very narrow vision.
Mm-hmm.
You need to widen your vision.
Mm-hmm.
So she just taught me a very simple strategy of putting your hands and looking forward, and look forward, and then take one hand all the way to the side, like your right hand, until it's in your peripheral vision, and bring it back. And now take your left hand and swing it. Don't look at it until you just see it. Wiggle your fingers and see. And the idea is that you're getting that left and right brain to come together and widen your focus so you're not in that fight, flight, or freeze situation.
Yeah, there's a lot of different things we can shift with. And one woman told me recently about just putting an ice cube in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried it, and some of my caregivers tried it, and they said it made such a difference. You know, they would have that cold sensation and kind of like a hot sensation at the same mm-hmm. time, and it kind of like melted away and over the kitchen sink, you know, or whatever. So I believe that a lot of caregivers need to enlist some of these different strategies.
Well, the reason that I wanted to come and share this with you is that Bonnie and I, my co-author, Bonnie Snyder, we put all of these strategies in the book that, although it's a title for happy, resilient parents, teachers, and kids, it's for people. And the strategies in there can assist the caregiver and the one that they care for.
Mm-hmm.
Because these are things, some of it's breathing strategies. Another is just relaxing your hands. We call it open hands. My uncle was a hypnotist, and that's why I became my late uncle.
Oh, wow.
Why I became a hypnotist, my dad's brother. And he taught me that I couldn't put my chin on my chest, and he said, relax your hands. It stopped putting pressure on your fingertips, and you'll be amazed at what you'll be able to do. And I know as a caregiver how angry I could get. What do we do?
Right, you clench your hands.
Okay, so instead, you change the energy.
Or you look like this.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, if you think so,
yeah.
Right? Or...
Yeah.
Just look at that person and go like that. The energy shift is huge.
And it's kind of like too welcoming.
Yes. Is that open? That's
yeah.
Open.
You know, changes. If you have to deal with someone else and they... see you getting all whacked out, you know that they're going to react to how you are.
Yes.
And you're the caregiver, and especially if it's someone that has dementia,
mm-hmm.
you have a choice. They don't have a choice.
Right.
So we have to learn to see what we can do for ourselves that at the same time helps them, because if we're a calmer caregiver and a more intuitive caregiver and a caregiver that's really paying attention to what's going on, I think it can be a different journey.
Huge. I just watched a very short video of a father holding space like this for his child having a temper tantrum. And that child calmed down. The father didn't talk. He just, so what you're doing is you're just holding space.
Yeah.
And making that, it's just a shift
yeah.
in the neurotransmitters.
You know, a friend of mine, her husband was in a dementia community, and you know, when you have dementia, lots of times you lose your peripheral vision. And somebody came up behind him and scared him, and he went out like this and swung out. So now they labeled him combative.
Oh.
He ended up going, then he had to go to another community. He's in another community, and someone's talking to him, and she doesn't come down to his eye level. She's standing in front of him talking to him. All he sees is two boobs, and he puts his hands out. So now he's sexually...
Oh, jeepers.
Whatever. Well, it got to the point where he was afraid of everybody. He was just an angry and whatever. And finally, and these were like larger communities. And finally this woman came, and I believe she was from Jamaica, and she had a small community. And she said, bring him to me, I'll take care of him. And every day she just came to him with open arms. Came to him with open arms. And about two weeks later...
God, I can feel it right now.
About 2 weeks later, his arms opened. So I'll never forget that. And I think we need to pay so much attention to that. Not just the people that are caregivers at home, the people that are caregivers in communities,
yes.
The people that are coming in with home health care companies. Everyone needs this education. I mean, you could be working as a home health care CNA or whatever, and you go in. If you go in angry, how do you think that person is going to feel? So even my husband Tom said to me the other day, he goes, you know what you have to do, Linda? You have to breathe in and hold it for so long and breathe out. He goes, I saw that on TV this morning. I said, yeah, I teach that in some of my workshops.
Well, I certainly believe in taking the breath and using the breath to help calm down.
Yeah.
Yes.
So would you be interested in addressing a little further what your journey led to with you and your husband?
Well, back in, I'm going to say 2013 or 14, he had all these shakes, so we went to the neurologist. And the neurologist then looked in his brain, and he had some white matter. He sort of called it dementia, but, you know, this is the year of 2020, hindsight, right? Now I have 2020 vision. It started way before that.
Oh, of course.
I was in the computer looking for something, and I found a letter I had written to him about how I wanted him to treat me because it had changed. We were such a partnership, and we got together and just did things, and it was wonderful. And then he started getting angry, and he couldn't hear, so he had a headset for TV, and he'd throw it across the room and then storm into the bedroom. I'm like, but I didn't know that was dementia.
Right.
And so, but as it moved forward, I had to take over helping run his businesses, that he had some rental property. I monitored his meds, took him to the doctor. He still wanted to drive. He
That's a tough one.
He took pain meds, and he came to me one night in anger and said, I took 10, and I went. Oh, and he walked out of the house. I had to get the police involved. Later he said, I didn't take 10. He ended up at the movies. He doesn't even know where the movie theater is. He just...
Right.
And then when it became physical, I left in 2017. But then we had to talk because we had to sell our house, and his son, who had lived with us off and on for years, moved in with him. And then when it was time to go to court, we walked in holding hands. The judge came into the room and said...
Are you sitting
on the right side of the table? And we're holding hands sitting there together during the divorce proceeding. And this was a giving over, and I did a lot of work after that because I still felt like I was a part of it. You know, caregivers, you can't just stop then. And the love that I still love him. But I can't live with him.
Right.
And so there's another procedure I do where I decord with this beautiful cord, and we just have a chat, and it's helped a lot. A lot of hypnosis has helped.
Now, can people only do hypnosis live? Could you do it via Zoom or something like that?
Oh, gosh, we're all doing it Zoom. I do it on the phone. I've worked with several clients who were having surgery. And I did it so I can record it on the phone, and then I send it to them, and they can listen to it and even take it to the procedure if they want.
So where can our listeners find you?
Well, I am janrysden.com.
Can you spell that for them?
JANRYS as in Sam, D as in Denver, O, N as in Nancy, Rysden.
And that information will be on my website and on the YouTube
and I have
everything.
Who I am and what I do, and Mindfulness is so important, being in the now, and we're working on.
Well, we've had a lot of changes that have brought people to be in the now, and I think, like I said earlier, God works in strange ways.
Oh, definitely.
You know, there's some very big gifts from this COVID. Mm-hmm. And part of it, I think, is just slowing down. I have a friend who has a business that has two locations. Pretty busy. She worked a lot of hours. Well, now after COVID, she's going to be closing down one location and just keeping the other because she decided she needs to spend more time with her children.
Yes.
And with her family. They're going to be going to college before she knows. And what really is important? What really is important? Making another 20, 30, 40, 50 grand is not necessarily what's going to make you happy.
Lots of changes. Lots of changes. And I wanted to go back. When we had our conversation when I met you on the phone, I told you that I had a client who was a caregiver for her husband who had ALS and was in a wheelchair. And she was struggling because she felt she had to be there all the time. And he wasn't always pleasant, according to her, you know, her view. But she just couldn't break away. So in working with her over three sessions, she called me, I think, about a month later and said, I am at a retreat.
Oh, wow.
I found someone. We figured it out how to take care of him. But it took some work to get mm-hmm. there. And that's why I want to be there to support caregivers who just say, I don't know what to do.
I have to tell you, caregivers, too, as much as you think you're the bomb caregiver mm-hmm. and you're the only one that can do it, and you're the only one that can do it like you do, your loved one needs a break from you. And you need a break. And many times your loved one is just sitting there mumbling under their breath, I wish you would, like, go away for a little bit. So please think about that.
Yes.
Right now we're going to hear from our wonderful partners, though, so don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and four theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Is the fear of falling keeping you from doing the things you love? Do you suffer from diabetic neuropathy or plantar fasciitis? VoxLife can help. Whether you're caring for someone you love or being cared for, VoxLife wearable neurotech helps your body reach its full potential. Proven to reduce symptoms of diabetic neuropathy and plantar fasciitis, VoxLife also reduces the risk of falling in adults over the age of 55 by 8 times. VoxLife is a safe, simple, drug-free solution that optimizes your neurology. The biggest breakthrough in wellness in 50 years. VoxLife offers a 30-day money-back guarantee. You can't afford not to try it. To learn more about VoxLife, go to www.voxlife.com/caregivers. That's www.voxlife.com/caregivers. They help my parents and they can help yours too.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute, take a deep breath, sit down, close your eyes if possible, and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
So caregivers, let them help you when they want to. You know, I told you a while back about a caregiver that actually printed that affirmation out and hung it on the mirror in her guest bedroom, in her guest bathroom, and people would come in and read it and kind of get a clue on what they could do to help. Well, somebody else told me they went over there and they took a picture of it with their phone and they sent it to a whole bunch of people in their family because many times your family really wants to help you and your friends want to help you, but they just don't know how. And on that note, I want to say thank you to Michelle and Becky Moultrie and Donna Caesar and the people that have come forward this week to help me, and Maureen Rollison and Brian LeBlanc to help me on this journey with Tom, and offering to bring food and shop for me. And Michelle was very nice and brought me some. She said, I want to bring over some soup. I said, Tom likes chicken noodle. And I said, I like Pinot Grigio. But the spell check said Pilot Grigio. Michelle goes, where you get that? I go, at the liquor store. Yes, Michelle?
It's true.
It's true.
I was like, that's good. He's like, it's wine.
So I really, really appreciate that. It was wonderful. So you know what? And I had to tell you what I wanted, what I needed at that point, because you don't know, you know. Initially, Michelle was supposed to be in the studio here with me. Michelle and I have known each other for many years. Before either of us were in the senior industry.
22 years.
Oh, my God. Time flies when you're having fun. Cause especially since I'm only 32 years old. But anyway. Yeah. So Michelle takes care of her dad. Michelle's also a professional, works with Assisting Hands Home Care with Becky Moultrie, who you know I love to death. Because they are caregivers that really do care about their loved one. Assisting Hands is a company that trains their employees on how to react with people, on things that can help the employees also. Because if you can help your employees, then they can so much better serve your clients.
because you don't have those clients without those employees. And Becky does a really good job of that. And you too, Michelle.
Yes, she does.
Yes, she does. So, Michelle, tell us what's been going on with you and what's the challenges you've been going through and some of the solutions you've been finding.
Okay, so about a little less than 2 months ago, it was decided that we were in the COVID hotspot. So change gears on the COVID coaster ride and let's get on a plane with Daddy and we're going to take him back to Dana into Illinois. Where he's living with my brother and his wife, Michelle, also a Michelle, who went back to school to become a nurse and to understand more of the disease. We have, in our family, we call them shirt tails, and it's the people who have married into our family and have they're just close-knit. I mean, we have
the best
shirt. I love that. That's cool.
Yeah, they're the shirt tails. And a lot of families will, you know, call them in-laws or sisters. No, we don't have any of that. We're all family. And the caregiving, we all come at it from a different angle. Looking at some different stuff, I had it in my head what was going to happen. Daddy was going to come back, you know, right after Christmas, as he always does, and move back in and started working on stuff. And Linda and I both serve for Seasons Hospice for the governing board. So again, here we are, you know, we're ready for this, but we know what's going to happen. And Linda's walking that walk and I'm walking it with her. And I'm doing FaceTime with Daddy last week. And I get the, about 45 minutes later, I get the phone call. Just want to let you know, Daddy's under hospice care. I'm not certain how many times my head spun in a circle. I went to a really low place again, and I did panic. You know, in the support groups and everything, I know that seeking out hospice sooner rather than later is what you do, but not for my daddy. You know, my daddy's strong, and my daddy's going to be okay. And right. We're going to beat this. We're not going to beat this. But we are going to walk it together. So, when you say, you know, that Becky takes care of her team, she does take care of her team. I was afraid to call her because I thought, oh, geez, you know, here it is again. I'm going to need some time off to take care of Daddy. And her first thing was, you know that family comes first. It's God, it's family, and then it's everything else. She
Amen.
Puts her money where the mom is. I was afraid to reach out to you, Linda, because I know what you're going through. And I'll tell you what, you know, again, I'm trying to get better with this giving and accepting help. I'm really good at the giving part.
Me too.
You know, and I tell everybody, you know, right away with Linda, as soon as I knew that Tom was declining and you moved in with him, I was like, okay, here it is, guys. We're putting together meals and who's taking what. And you know, and when you say don't steal somebody else's joy, you know, I'm getting better about understanding, you know. Let other people, because it really is. Sometimes that's all that somebody else as a caregiver can do. So if you're a caregiver, allow others to help you, because it will help you as well to know that you've given them something they can do.
Yeah.
Looking at the statistics, and one of them was that you know, on this COVID coaster ride, that our irritability and our anger is up over 36%. You know, changes in sleeping and eating and difficulty concentrating. And, you know, I can sit back armchair quarterback it and be on consultations with family. And I'm like, I can see it in that family. I can see it in that
exactly.
Family.
Then it's time to look in the mirror.
Yeah, here's the mirror. My younger sister said something to me, and I pretty much bit her head off. I'm pretty sure she needs stitches at this point. Yeah, because the irritability just comes out because
it's so tough.
It is so daunting to see the person that you love and you can't fix it.
Yes.
Can't fix
Alpha
it.
Alpha people don't like that. We're not big fans of this. This is not the coaster ride I want to be on. I will say to people, make sure you're reaching out and getting in a care group. Get in a support group. Talking about it is okay. We're in a society that we don't talk about things. We don't, you know, everything's got to be great. We got to be poly positivity. Well, you know what? I'm calling BS on that.
Yeah.
Because what that's doing, the statistics are showing that is causing what's been termed now micro traumas. And it's shown that caregivers during COVID, the PTSD rate is up 29%. And it's attacking the immune system for the caregiver.
Right.
And, you know, I know this. I know this to be true, and I voice it. But we do. We can't talk about it. You know, well, you just, you know, everything's fine. Everything's not fine. So another statistic was that 31% of family caregivers need more help, and they're afraid to say it.
And so, some of them don't even know it's available.
Yes.
Correct.
Some people don't even know what home health is, Michelle. You know that.
Yeah. They'll go, oh, I know it's covered by Medicare. No, that's your medicine.
Right.
We're, you know, assisting hands, we're coming in and we're doing everything that as a caregiver, if I can just implore you, you know, we go, oh, well, it's so expensive. Do you know how many families I've sat with? Especially during COVID, where you cannot have a funeral. And right. They are so depressed that they did not spend the money to take care of mom. And instead, they burnt themselves out. Some of them have lost their jobs. Some of them have lost their relationships and their marriage. But they didn't want to spend a few bucks an hour to have somebody else come in and shower their loved one because they're going to do it.
Well, and you know what happens too, Michelle? When you do it all yourself, then you don't get to be the daughter.
Right.
Exactly. You don't get to be the spouse.
The whole thing. You know, we take this responsibility of caregiving so seriously.
That we skip some stuff.
We think we have to have a 10-year plan or we have to have a 5-year plan. Well, guess what? Who wants a 5 years of existence when you could have 1 year of joy? Or maybe it's only a month.
Right.
Maybe it is 1 month that you concentrate and you give it over to another company to do your bathing and give that person dignity.
Yes.
Especially, you know, I'm just going to give my dad as an example because everyone knows and loves daddy.
Yes.
It's not time for us to be showering him. He still wants that dignity.
Yep.
He doesn't need it.
No.
So
he wants you to be his daughter.
Yes.
Exactly. So yes. Fighting him to get him in a shower that
is crazy.
It's not okay, but it's not okay for my brother just because he's a guy. He needs to be the son.
Right.
He needs moments to be the son and not be the caregiver, not be the decision maker.
Exactly.
When dad does have to go through something that he doesn't want to do, he can have moments of joy too. Nobody cares. Who did the cooking or the cleaning later?
Right.
They don't care. You missed that time.
That's right.
And that time, so those moments can be fleeting. You know.
They are.
You know, I'm if I have the opportunity to spend all this time with Tom, and in maybe 7 or 8 hours, there's 3 really good minutes.
Exactly.
But I would maybe miss that.
I stepped in for my dad. Caregiver when she couldn't be there. Otherwise, I was his daughter because he had somebody that took care of him.
Right.
That's really important.
It is really
to
important.
To get the help. Ask for the help. It's there.
Yeah.
Well, and mental health, you know, a good friend of both of ours, Linda, Terry Collier, mm-hmm. over at Anona Counseling Center, he's just phenomenal. Getting on, if you haven't already signed up for a support group, get to lindaburhans.com, get on a support group. You don't have to leave your house. You don't have to leave your loved one. You can be in the closet. You can be in the bathroom. Most times that I'm on these calls, you know what? I tune out the black screen because, you know, your vanity gets in the way. And you look like overwhelming. I feel like hell, and you know, we want to be that fake book picture that's on Facebook. I mean, Facebook. It really is fake book. But we need that, and we deserve it. And that whole deserving thing, that's a whole other stress thing.
Yeah.
That causes stress. And it's one of the emotional guilt trips on this COVID coaster ride that we put ourselves through. You know, in our professional life, we're one thing. And we're not, you know, we're supposed to have this cape and everything's great. Well, as a caregiver, you're taking away from the experience of who you're caring for if you're not caring for yourself. And being that I'm a quick learner, it only took, you know, 7 years into this journey for me to learn that. You know, because I am a quick study. I don't know how many.
You're a fabulous daughter. You're a fabulous caregiver.
Yeah.
And you have a fabulous team there.
I do have a great team. It's funny that even this morning, I don't know, 6:30, 7 o'clock, whatever time it was, that Monique was saying, you know, it is good that I said, well, you're the best. All right, I had asked her a question because I was doing research for this, mm-hmm. for today's segment. And I said, so what happens if daddy gets COVID and he needs to be put on a ventilator? Now, mind you, she has had like, you know, 3 hours of sleep in the last 3 weeks. So she enjoyed having this grilling at 6 o'clock this morning after she's just walked down the stairs. Daddy needs to be put on a ventilator, or daddy's got diarrhea and a high fever. She's like, what? Daddy's got diarrhea and a high fever now? I was like, no, he doesn't. Well, then why are you saying that to me? I said, well, because here's the thing. 73% of us as caregivers don't know what we're going to do with our loved one if something bad happens. And something bad will happen to us. And what's going to happen to them then?
Right.
So if you're not taking care of yourself as a caregiver, you're putting your loved one at risk.
Yes.
And exactly. When somebody said that to me and finally put that in my face and doing this research, it's like nobody goes into something wanting to hurt their loved one. You wouldn't be doing the caregiving if you did. So while when you think about that, you are jeopardizing your loved one to not allow others like yourself and Bernadette and Becky and Donna to help you.
Yes.
It's not only that you're helping them, but you are taking your loved one out of jeopardy by allowing others to help you to help somebody.
Okay, Ms. Slowak, that's the gem for today. I am loving that, and our caregivers really need to hear that. You know, it's like on the same line of stealing the joy.
Yeah, it's more critical in COVID world because before it was we're stealing joy, and now we're putting our loved ones in jeopardy.
Right.
By not allowing others to help us to help them.
We need to drop into our hearts. Think with your heart, not your head.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's why I say, you know, most of the time, when I speak, most of the time, a good percentage of the audience cries. Mm-hmm. I love that because I know they're feeling their heart. And when they feel their heart, they do the right thing.
Yes.
All right, honey. We got to hear from our wonderful partners, which you guys are one of them. I love you. I'll talk to you soon. Give daddy a kiss for me.
I absolutely will. We love you guys. God bless.
God bless. Now we'll hear from our wonderful partners because you know the deal. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
So you know what that means? It's time to get your pen and paper because I have good things to tell you. So Tuesday, October 13th, Arden Courts is doing a Zoom webinar. It's called The Power of Engagement for Individuals Living with Dementia. And we know how very important engagement is. So if you're interested in this, you can message me through the website, and I will send you the Zoom link. It's no charge, and it's October 13th, 3 o'clock. And then my friend Dr. Kate, the dementia coach, is now doing 3 groups every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 o'clock. It's called the Maximizing Energy Caregiver Support Group. It's on Zoom. And then it's followed by a memory cafe, and the memory cafe is when you can bring your loved one to there. So the memory cafe, the support group's at 10, and then the memory cafe starts at 11:10, as she says, allowing time for you to get an extra chair. So if you're interested in this, you can just go to Dr. Kate's website, which I don't see on here, or you can contact her at Kate McCarty, CateMccarty, @gmail.com. I'll put the information on my website. Oh, katemccarty.com. There you go. CateMccarty.com calendar. So you know what I say all the time, caregivers, knowledge is power. And it's kind of cool when you're in the Zoom groups and you see that we're all the same schmoes, that we're all going through the same stuff, and then we can find solutions together and we can laugh at ourselves. I think that is very important. So Jan, what were you just telling me about a different breathing exercise?
Well, the same friend, Carol Perrine, who is in Gainesville, is an amazing hypnotist. She taught us at one of our conferences the 5-5-7 breathing, which is breathing in for 5, holding it for 5, and then exhaling for 7. But when you exhale, you drop your jaw and either say ah or jaw. I say jaw.
Okay.
So you just go jaw. And what's happening is you're activating the vagus nerve, which can calm the body down because it passes through the limbic system where all the hormones are, and other substances can be activated to calm whatever is agitating you. It goes down into the gut, and we need strong immune systems.
Yes.
I've been studying a lot about the vagus nerve. Vagus is how it's spelled, V-A-G-U-S.
Very interesting.
Vagus, the vagus nerve. And I actually had an eye surgeon tell me that when he does eye surgery, he's very careful to tell his patients not to raise their eyes up or move them to the side, because it's activating that vagus nerve and it will just make them too relaxed, and he needs them focused during the surgery. And so you breathe in for five, hold for five, and you can exhale longer, but the longer you go, the louder, and the vibration in the throat is going to activate that vagus nerve and really bring you to a calming place.
And there's something just about using your throat, using your... I know a lot of Parkinson's patients stop talking because they're not using, you know, and sometimes I'm in the car and I just sing really loud in the car.
Humming is
excellent. Because it's good to get, I feel good when I get it out, mm-hmm. you know, and nobody else has to hear it. But really, we have to look at these different techniques because we're in a stressful time, even without caregiving.
Exactly.
With COVID and kids going back to school and our nation and everything else that's going on. But we can find solutions. And we can find ways without taking a whole bunch more drugs. I actually this morning went to the grand opening and the ribbon cutting for Liberate Physicians, who were on the show last week, which are medical marijuana doctors.
Oh, that's...
There was a lot of really interesting vendors there and some interesting information I'm finding out. Where people are just feeling so much better in so much better ways. I have one friend that was on like four meds, is not on any more meds. And I really think that makes a big difference. And take the time to go out and take a walk. The weather's really nice now. I'm still continuing, even though I'm living at Tom's place, to go out and take my picture every morning.
Yeah, I see them. They're beautiful.
Thank you. You know, every morning I wake up looking for something beautiful. And every morning I find it in 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't look, you don't see it. Mm-hmm. Once you start looking, then you see a whole bunch of more stuff that you never saw before. You know, sometimes I'll be driving down the road, I see this gorgeous flower, I stop my car, my grandchildren are like, oh, please, there she goes again. I said, you'll be happy about it one day. You'll be happy about it one day. Also, go to my website, lindaburhans.com, and nominate a caregiver for the caregiver contest. It's very easy to do. It takes you like 3 minutes. We all know a caregiver. Every single person that gets entered into the contest wins something. I will send them something, a journal, a book, or something. And then the grand prize winner gets some respite care, a massage, a facial, a haircut, and whatever the swag we have that for that contest. So we're now to the end of the show. I'm so glad that you tuned in today, because I know you don't have a lot of time to be just sitting around all the time listening to me, but I'm very glad that you can go to the podcast and listen to it anytime you want, or just share the information. Sometimes people say to me, you know, I had to send that show to my sister, and my sister listened to the show, and now she gets it. So that's a really good thing. Remember that God loves you all the time. Tom, I'll be home right after the show, baby. I love you, and have a delicious day.
Winter, spring, summer, or fall. Now all you got to do is call, and I'll be there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking on your door. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh, yes, I will see you again.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.